We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena. This morning, text number 10. Parityakta guna samyag darshano vishadasaya shantime samavastanam brahma kaivau yamashnute. Translation: when the heart is cleansed of all material contamination, the devotee's mind becomes broader and transparent, and he can see things equally. At that stage of life, there is peace, and one is situated equally with me as Satchit Ananda Vigraha. You can repeat. When the heart is cleansed of all material contamination, the devotee's mind becomes broader and transparent, and he can see things equally. At that stage of life, there is peace, and one is situated equally with me as Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Mayavada conception of Kaivalya and that of the Vaishnava community is different. The Mayavadi thinks that as soon as one is free from all material contamination, he is merged into the existence of the Supreme. The Vaishnava philosopher's conception of Kaivalya is different. He understands both his position and the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the uncontaminated condition, the living entity understands that he is the eternal servitor of the Supreme, and that is called Brahman realization, the spiritual perfection of the living entity. This rapport is very easily achieved. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, when one is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he is immediately situated on the transcendental platform of Kaivalya, or Brahman. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunath Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvayatam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nitamscha He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We're reading from the fourth canto, Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Prithu. Lord Vishnu had appeared in that arena along with Indra, the king of heaven. Maharaj Indra had also come with him. And Lord Vishnu had come to ask Maharaj Prithu to forgive King Indra, because King Indra had been obstructing the performance of Maharaj Prithu's sacrifices. Maharaj Prithu wanted, Indra wanted to stop Maharaj Prithu from performing 100 sacrifices. He didn't want Maharaj Prithu to become as powerful as him. So Lord Vishnu personally came to ask Maharaj Prithu to forgive Indra for giving a lot of trouble to Maharaj Prithu. And Lord Vishnu took the opportunity to instruct Maharaj Prithu in the nature of devotional service. That when one is engaged in devotional service, then one becomes freed from material desires, and one is no longer attached to fruitive activities. In other words, Maharaj Prithu had become unnecessarily attached to the idea of performing a fixed number of sacrifices. The actual purpose of sacrifice is to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. We say yagya vai Vishnu. Yagya, sacrifice, is meant for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. It is not meant for our own pleasure. Similarly, as we perform kirtan, that is also meant for the pleasure of the Lord. All sacrifices are meant for His pleasure. Of course, sometimes we also forget. We think the kirtan is for our pleasure. We should always be conscious that our dancing and chanting is for the pleasure of the Lord. Prabhupada instructed us in these things. So in the verse today, we are hearing how by performing devotional service, the heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination. And then the devotee's mind, in its purified state, can see things equally. In other words, we see the oneness between all living entities. It is particularly mentioned, kaivoya, kaivoyam ashnati, brahma kaivoyam ashnati. Freedom from kaivoyam, meaning of course freedom from material contamination. But often we understand the meaning to refer to that oneness. Being freed from all material contamination, then we see all living entities as spirit souls. Srila Prabhupada discusses here in the purport the distinction between the Mayavadi understanding of Kaivalya and the Vaishnava understanding of Kaivalya. So Mayavadi, this philosophy of Mayavada implies that even when the Lord Himself, when Lord Krishna descends in this world, that He assumes a form which is also Maya, that He is also under the influence of the material energy. Mayavada, ultimately they assume that Maya is superior to God. Maya is the supreme energy. Maya Vada. So the Vaishnava philosophy, our doctrine is that when the Lord comes, He is never under the influence of the material energy, because the material energy is His energy. He is not under the influence of His own energy. And this was realized also by Srila Vyasadeva in his meditation after taking instruction from Narada Muni. Then Vyasadeva, in his full maturity of realization, was able to perceive the Supreme Lord and also the Lord's different energies. And he saw that the Lord's energies were under his full control. So the Lord has energies. And this material world is also one of his energies. This material world is a separated energy. Bina Bumera napo nalo vayu kammano budarevacha ahankarai tiyame bina prakritir ashtada. This is the Lord's separated energy. The Lord has many different energies. Parashya shakti vivadaiva shruyate. He has many different inconceivable energies. And they are all under his control. He is the source of energy. However, the Mayavadi philosophy does not recognize any personality in the spiritual existence. They think ultimately everything is simply illusion. And even if Lord Krishna comes in this world, he is also an illusory form. And simply the truth is simply oneness in the form of Brahman. Sarvam kauv idam Brahma was the Vedic aphorism which was given a lot of stress by Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya, of course, propagated this Mayavada philosophy. And this was proper because Shankaracharya is the incarnation of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is a Vaishnava. Vaishnavam yata shambhu. Lord Shiva had been instructed by the Lord that in the Kali Yuga he should take the form of a Brahmana and he should preach the Mayavada philosophy. And in this way, bewilder the minds of materialistic people. Mayavadam asatchastram prachanam bodham uchate. It is stated in the Padma Purana that this Mayavada philosophy is asatchastra. It is not eternal religious principle. It is asatchastra. And it is prachanam bodham uchate. It is covered Buddhism. Remember, Shankaracharya had a mission. He had to wipe out, he had to defeat the Buddhist doctrine. Shankaracharya had to re-establish the Vedas. And to bring back the Vedas, he had to resort to this means, preaching this covered Buddhism. The Buddhist philosophy, the Buddhist doctrine preaches that the absolute truth is zero. Everything is void. Simply everything is illusion. Shankaracharya cleverly maneuvered things in a different way, that the absolute truth was not zero, but it was simply one. A little change, but a big difference. Instead of zero, it became one. That oneness being Brahman. Sarvam kauv idam Brahma. That everything is Brahman. This we also accept. Of course, we should understand that while everything is Brahman, Lord Krishna is not simply Brahman, but Lord Krishna is Parabrahman, as declared in the Bhagavad Gita by Arjuna, Param Brahm Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. Arjuna, after hearing this conclusive statements from Lord Krishna, realized Lord Krishna's actual position and declared that you are the Supreme Brahman. Arjuna is not just simply a spark of the Brahman, an amsha, but Lord Krishna is the Param Brahman, the Supreme Brahman. So the Mayavada doctrine does not recognize this. They have their own interpretations of these things. So the Mayavada doctrine is actually offensive to the Lord, because it denies his personal existence. We are not against the impersonal understanding of the Lord. There are many impersonal statements in the Vedic literature. And we do not deny the impersonality of the Lord, but we do not say that the Lord is only impersonal. It is not that the absolute truth is limited to impersonality. But the absolute truth has to be everything, both within our experience and beyond it. The absolute truth is both personal and impersonal. We have all heard the statements from the scripture, Om Purnam Adha Purnamidam, Purnamudachate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnam Eva Vashishyate. The absolute truth is described as Purnam, perfect and complete. Now, if we say that the Lord is without personality, then that means He's no longer Purnam. He's not complete anymore. Because every one of you here is a person. You all have personality. It means if the Lord does not have personality, then we have something which the Lord doesn't. In other words, we would have to be on a position greater than the Lord Himself. So we cannot deny the personality of the Lord. However, we have to understand the transcendental nature of the Lord's personality. The Lord is not an ordinary person. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Abhajananti mammudha manushim paramashritam param brahma ajananto mama buddha maheshwaram. The Lord is saying that the foolish mock at me, standing amongst them like an ordinary person. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. So Lord Krishna is not an ordinary person, but He is a transcendental personality. The Mayavadis fail to understand how there can be personality in transcendence. They are thinking that personality is only due to illusion, and ultimately, in transcendence, there will simply be the oneness without any individual identity. But this is the defect in the philosophy. They are not understanding the transcendental nature of the Supreme, that He is both personal and impersonal. He is everything within our experience and beyond it. We cannot use our limited mind and senses to understand the unlimited. The Lord is certainly beyond our mind and senses. If we want to understand the Lord, the process is simply by hearing about Him. That is why we have to hear from scriptures, we have to hear from the Vedic literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other such authorized scriptures. By proper hearing, then we can understand the actual nature of the Supreme Lord. It is easy for us to fall into the trap of impersonalism and to accept the Mayavada philosophy, because it all sounds so easy. That I am a person and I am suffering here in the world. Because I am a person and I have problems with my body and my personality, so if God is a person, then He would also have to have problems. We are thinking like that. This is a mistake. We're applying our own problems onto the Lord. We fail to understand how there can be a transcendental personality. In the spiritual realm, there is transcendence. And on the transcendental platform, there are no miseries. There are none of the inconveniences of this material world. There are no dualities. There is simply eternal bliss and knowledge. So this is real kaivalya. Real oneness with the Lord is not a type of homogeneous merging with the Brahman. But oneness is there in terms of interest. Just like in a family, there can be oneness in the family members. The father and the children, they all have the same aim. They're all working for the benefit of the family. There's a oneness in interest. It is not that we have to all become one homogeneous lump and use and lose our individuality and sacrifice our personality, we can remain individuals and at the same time have a oneness in interest. And that is the nature of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is no conflict of interest. In this world, there is so much conflict. One race against another, one society or one community against another. Everyone is struggling for their own sake. So much selfishness is there, because everyone has their own interest at heart. But in the spiritual world, there is simply a oneness of interest. Everyone is concerned for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And at the same time, there is also variety. Although there is a oneness in interest, there is variety of personality. There are so many different individual persons, and they each have their own individuality and their own relationship with the Lord, and they're all engaged in loving service. This is the nature of transcendence. And we want to try to develop that consciousness here in this world. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness, to put every one of us into the consciousness of being a servant of the Supreme. When we think in terms of being the servant of God, then there can be oneness in interest. Even though there are so many different religions of the world, if every religion will have that consciousness that we are the servant of God, then there can be real peace and cooperation in the world. But so long as everyone is thinking in terms of my God or my belief, then there will always be problems. So we have a lot of things to do today. There are many programs, so I'm going to stop now. If there is one question, maybe we could take it. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please ask my humble obeisances. Maharaj, you said that kirtan is also for the pleasure of Krishna. At this stage, we are not doing it in that motivation or mood. So how to get to that mood while doing kirtan?
Oh, the more we continue doing kirtan, and the more we chant and associate with the holy name of Krishna, the more we will get that mood. Yeah, just practice. As we become more Krishna conscious, we will naturally think how to please Krishna. Prabhupada is not against us chanting and dancing. And if we are happy chanting and dancing, that is also very nice. Prabhupada was pleased. He always encouraged the devotees, chant and dance. In fact, if the devotees didn't dance, then Prabhupada would, he'd tell them, dance. He liked to see the devotees dancing. He's very happy to see that. But, at the same time, we want to be conscious also. We need to hear, to remember that our purpose of everything we're doing is for the pleasure of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Jai.